Hey, question. Did you know that identity theft goes beyond what you can see on a credit report?
Yeah,
identity thieves can open new accounts. They can rent or buy properties. They can drain your 401k and even file fake tax returns all in your name. There are all kinds of ways identity theft can happen that go way beyond what you might expect. And that's why LifeLock goes beyond credit monitoring to help protect your identity. They use proprietary technology to alert you to a wide range of threats to your identity. And if there's a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. Now, of course, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can feel beyond good knowing that somebody is looking out for you. The number to call, 800-440-4833, or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. And that'll get you 10% off on your membership. LifeLock, 800-440-4833, promo code RUSH. A record 1,700-plus criminals were granted clemency, released by Barack Obama. Now, one of those criminals is in trouble again. In October 2015, Obama commuted the life sentence of 68-year-old Robert Gill. Now, he'd been convicted of cocaine and heroin distribution in 1990. Obama claimed that he was a nonviolent offender who deserved to be set free. For a while, things looked up for Gill. He got a job as a paralegal at a criminal defense firm. Well, last week, Robert Gill allegedly met with somebody in a San Antonio parking lot where he picked up a backpack with a kilo of cocaine inside. When the police tried to pull him over, Gill led them in a high-speed chase. He crashed into another vehicle. Then he tried to flee again and was caught finally. Now, Obama said that he released these criminals back into society because they got a raw deal, because America's criminal justice system is unfair, and certain groups of people have been mass incarcerated. The truth is, Obama put our neighborhoods in danger when he released criminals back to prey on them, predictably, just as Obama put our troops in harm's way when he released terrorists out of Club Gitmo to rejoin the jihad, predictably. Here's another easy prediction. This Gill fella, he's just one of many who will eventually end up back in jail after further terrorizing people unnecessarily.